This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Indonesian Navy divers began searching Monday for the flight recorders from the passenger jet that crashed on Saturday into the Java Sea. Sriwijaya Air Flight SJ-182 disappeared from radar just 4 minutes after taking off from Jakarta en route to the island of Borneo. It was carrying 62 passengers and crew, including 10 children. Search and rescue crews on Sunday pinpointed the location of the cockpit voice and flight data recorders, known as black boxes, after locating debris from the crashed plane. Flight Radar 24, the flight tracking service, said the Boeing 737-500 jetliner lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than 1 minute. Divers have already recovered remains of several people on board the plane, along with various pieces of debris, including landing gear, wheels, and one of the plane's turbine engines. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis on Monday condemned a move by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump to brand the rebels as a terrorist organization and said they reserve the right to respond. Houthi political commander Muhammad Ali al-Houthi said in a tweet, quote, "These policies represent a crisis in thinking and are to be condemned, and we have the right to respond." He continued, "The Yemeni people don't care about any designation from Trump's administration, as it is a partner in killing Yemenis and starving them." On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he plans to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a foreign terrorist organization. The Houthis are the de facto authority in northern Yemen, and aid agencies have to work with them to deliver assistance. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com.